From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. City of Arcata 2018 ADA bus stop improvements project underway now, and due to the work required for the project, the Arcata Transit Center will be closed from today to Monday, June 18th, requiring temporary bus stops at nearby locations. The city's contracted with RAO Construction for the project, and the plan involves concrete work, asphalt paving, and drainage improvements at the Arcata Transit Center and adjacent portions of 9th and 10th Streets. Due to the Arcata Transit Center closure starting today, temporary bus stops will be set up on the west corner of F Street next to the Arcata Fire Station and on the east side of F Street in front of the Arcata Ballpark to accommodate Transit, Greyhound, and Amtrak passengers. Arcata and Mad River Transit, Greyhound, Amtrak office services will remain open during the closure. Arcata police need your help tracking down a missing juvenile. They got a call on May 23rd from the parents of 14-year-old Damon Sielski. He had last been seen by his parents leaving his residence at about 10 o'clock the night before. He left his home on a bicycle with clothing and other personal items. Sielski has not contacted his parents since. He's white, 5'11", 180 pounds, brown hair and brown eyes. Anyone who spots him should contact law enforcement. A new interim police chief is expected to be named soon in Arcata, according to a report from Lost Coast Outpost. A staff report indicates council will appoint retired police chief Richard Ailey, who's currently working as a law enforcement consultant. A report done during the search reads as follows: while the city's two lieutenants are each capable of assuming the interim assignment, doing so would further dilute each of their capacity to continue focusing on an already demanding workload. Having an interim chief of police until the vacancy is filled will further assist in carrying out the day-to-day operations of the department. A McKinleyville man under arrest in Wyoming after his vehicle was stopped on Interstate 80 late last week. Police say 36-year-old Dustin Roberts tried to run away during the stop, but was caught by two troopers with the help of a citizen. It was later discovered that the vehicle contained approximately 74 pounds of marijuana and about a gram of cocaine. Fortuna Chamber of Commerce welcoming Humboldt's Harbor Recreation and Conservation District Executive Director Larry Oetker. He's the new executive director of the agency. He brought many innovations to Arcata as the planning director. Now, what does he have planned for the Harbor District? You can find out at noon today at the Monday Club, 610 Main Street. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.